Good evening. It's Thursday, May 19th, 2022. Welcome back to Boomerex Tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. I'm Risen Lady Heathen. Hey, asshole, what separates our show from other millennial news podcasts?
The fucking emu mode if they aren't careful.
We have a boomer, and not just any boomer. We have Mr. Boomer Rex himself.
Yeah. I'd say emus with laser beams, but you come back in 20 minutes, you're going to have a bunch of dead emus except for one. And that one's going to cut its own feet off.
Yeah.
Fucking laser
beams. Yeah, okay. You two eat, sleep, and breathe politics, and now I'm learning that's three unique perspectives we share alone with the facts from our literal round table. I wonder how many years we're going to do this before I am no longer learning anything.
No idea.
I'm curious how this plays out. All right. Asshole and I have been researching a deep dive for tonight, so be prepared. It's going to be exciting. But first, let's dig right into our headlines. Dolphins use urine to recognize their friends.
Well, it kind of makes sense, just that, you know, they don't have noses that work underwater, right?
Yeah.
But the urine cloud hangs around, and they use it as a second way of identifying their friends. And they also have specific little whistle things. That
they have names.
They have names for each other that appear to be names, right?
It's different for each pod member, yeah.
Right. But if they had both the audible signal and the taste of the urine, then they hung around and talked. So, interesting. Kind of cool.
Fair.
That's only cool. Makes sense. I mean, you got to pee.
Yeah. It's not like they're going to get out of the pool.
What?
So it's not like they're going to get out of the pool.
Fair. Dancing with Putin. What is this?
Europe is beginning to wake up.
We keep saying
to this history of Londongrad.
Wow.
And all of their political people who were just bound up with the Russians. And they're putting some of them on sanction lists, starting with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, right, who has refused to resign his position as chair of the board of directors of Rosneft. So anyway, he and the Austrian foreign minister, Karen Knessi, is also a Rosneft board member. So anyhow, these are people all tangled up with Putin. They love the Russian money, and now they're going to begin to get fucked for it, which is cool. Absolutely.
I know you've explained it before, but explain one more time for our viewers who might not know. Londongrad, what is...
That the British were so flexible, right, when given Russian money that, you know, they could get citizenship. One of them got a lordship, right, and is in the House of Lords.
Everything's for sale everywhere.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, they have to live that one down.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
But
I still give them shit that fucking MI6 was that penetrated.
Yep.
All right. So Senate passes the $40 billion in Ukraine aid on to Biden. This is
after dicking around for a week because Rand Paul wanted to strut around and make people think he was important.
That man.
So they're kind of, a number of his associates are pretty pissed off with him. And it passed by an overwhelming bipartisan vote and is now in an airplane headed for Korea so Biden can sign it. So there was never any question, right? But you can look at the ones that voted against it. Oh, yeah. It's the Putin party.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
we'll get their names and we'll talk about it again.
People are getting Russian money. So yeah, look into those.
There is a shit pot full of money if you are willing to be a voice to Americans suggesting either isolationism.
Yeah.
Or at least a lack of...
All of the things that play right into Putin's hands.
Oh, everybody bad. The right. Saudis.
Yeah.
All of the countries that are bad.
Yeah.
Moscow is firing senior commanders for battlefield failures.
Yeah. That's so Lieutenant General Saralee Kissel.
That's fair.
Whose forces failed to capture Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv. Also suspended was Vice Admiral Igor Osipov, who commanded the Black Sea Fleet until he managed to get Moskva sunk. So, anyway.
Mean it caught fire randomly and sunk on its own. So yeah. That was
and
bad
submerged itself to try and save the crew.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Valery Gerasimov may or may not have lost his position on the general staff, but it's unclear whether President Putin has any confidence. Why would you have any confidence in that asshole? He has shown you that your army is untrained, badly equipped, utterly incapable, right? Just, you know, again, a shadow of its former Soviet self.
Well, and I want to know if it's that lunatic that everyone suspects is advising Putin, the one who's big into the rebuilding Russia.
And by the way, for those of you who were wondering, Asshole and I were being sarcastic. The Ukraine sunk that ship. Okay.
What?
The Ukrainians sunk the Moscow.
Yes. So anyway, the British Ministry of Defense is looking at this and saying, actually, this is going to make it worse. The ones who were put in their place will be deferring to higher on every decision so that they don't have any personal responsibility for operational setbacks. So anyway, we'll expect Russia to get Russia's pathetic operation in Ukraine to get worse over time.
Fair. All right.
So, did I hear you saying that we had intercepts of Russian units, including their officers, planning on defecting?
Yep. I don't know about defecting, but surrendering or just
running away. Home. Yeah.
And fine, as long as you.
Hey, if you're headed home, yeah. You should stop by and drop in on Little Pootie Boy.
Yeah, no, you can just start taking Moscow. Because you were at a place where there isn't a way back.
Yeah.
Right. From where we are, you can see a world where Russia is locked in forever.
Yeah.
And you end up as Muppets of the Chinese.
Yeah.
Because China actually is a threat, supposedly.
Yeah. No international trade, no Olympics, no nothing.
Yeah.
Just
none of the stuff that puts you on equal footing with the countries you want to be peers to.
You just be in. Go back to being a shithole country. Oh, wait, you still are.
You'll be whatever you guys view Turkmenistan as.
Yeah. So
it'll be a vassal state of China.
All right. Boomer X is about damn time. Now, this story is about a country that I don't think a lot of Americans really know a lot about. So I'm going to preface this with Hungary is basically a mini Russia, or is aggressively headed in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely. You have Viktor Orban, who is a real friend of Putin and is a strong man in the exact Putin mold.
I'm correct in saying
no, I think so. But
I think
Autocratic.
Autocratic is the word I was looking for.
So the Conservative Political Action Committee, remember that's the maggots?
Yeah, CPAC. That's the Conservatives. Right, MAGA didn't make that.
Agreed. CPAC's been around a long time. Now it's a maggot stronghold. You didn't have to look any further than their last little convention. So anyway, they're headed off to Hungary to have a conference on conservatism. Once more, just Putin's party. So anyway.
Well, he paid a lot for. Well, that's the worst part is he didn't.
No, he got him for nearly free.
Nah, a couple hundred thousand. It's a fucking rounding error.
What was the speech the president or the prime minister of Hungary gave?
Well, he's talking about the 12 points where we need to seize the governments and the internal and just, it's just the standard autocratic pig shit. It's Putin pig shit is what it is.
It's how you take power.
It's Putin inspired as a minimum, but given his behavior in the past, I think he's actually a vassal of Putin. So
you can only hope, because that means there's a chance it won't be effective. But
yeah,
we'll see. I think we downplay this shit at our own peril, because it's
so. Matt Schlapp, who is the chairman of the American Conservative Union that runs CPAC, told the conference that Budapest was the right place to start a conversation about what's going on in Europe.
Yeah, and Budapest. Working with freedom leading players. The way in freedom.
Yeah. No, again.
That's what I think of when I think of Budapest.
This is the Putin party, the maggots. So
the conservatives.
Yeah.
But for having refused to define that word for at least the 30 years I've been watching,
yeah.
This is what happens. Someone more committed came along and took and your took word,
your organization
they're going to determine what can no, because for years that's how they run away, right? Bush wasn't a real conservative. I've heard more Republicans explain to me how the guy who like ran as a conservative, only referred to himself as a conservative, was embraced by all the conservative groups, right? At the end, when like the thing falls off and it all catches on fire.
Yeah.
The problem is we just won't elect real conservatives.
Right.
And who are, anyway, Jesus fucking.
Yeah, and at this point, real conservatives are cutard. So,
yeah.
So basically, the Hungarian prime minister was warning CPAC about liberal woke idealism and that it is threatening our society here in America, right? That's the case. It's
Oh, of course.
So, not good people. They are demonizing liberals for wanting freedom and the American way.
No, what capital does when there's no route forward for it, when it doesn't know what to do, how to make more money,
has to find an enemy.
Well, it always did, right? No, even if there were a way, right, before this we'd have been colonizing the next thing. And that's a great way to make money, because you're over there, you've got whatever your official job is and whatever you can hook up as a side hustle. You can make some serious money on the edge of the empire.
Yep.
But we've run out.
Yeah. All right. Dumbass of the day.
Oh, God. So we had a congressional hearing today on abortion access. It became clear that the Republican contributions would be loonier than the usual QAnon message boards. In places like D.C., fetuses are burned to power the lights of the city's homes and streets. Now, this is Catherine Glenn Foster, who supposedly has a degree from somewhere. This is just insanity.
Again, right?
It's what the maggots want to hear, and she's up there preaching.
It's the dark intellect behind the Nigerian princes misspelling things.
Yeah.
Right, that they are selecting for people who are dumb enough to believe this.
Yeah.
It's the same trick every con man does when they're sizing up their audience.
Yes, exactly.
Right, she's just not a very bold con man.
Right. And she's not very well paid. She's only paid $190,000 a year to be president of Americans United for Life. Oh, well, anyway.
How do I get that?
Her comments were just one of the overwhelming number of lies that Republican lawmakers and their maggots delivered themselves of today. So, what the hell?
All right.
Nothing new about it, but it's amusing.
Sure. Madison Cawthorn called for dark MAGA movement. What the fuck?
Well, first and foremost, hey, Madison, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
Hey, enjoy whatever
retirement.
I hope the world brings a great deal of attention to whatever your next venture is.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's out saying, there are these real Americans that stood by me and... Rand Paul and Matt Gaetz and Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? And Tucker Carlson and Steve Bannon. And, this is the scum of the earth he's talking about that are his supporters.
Bosom friends.
But he now says it's time for the rise of the new right. It's time for dark MAGA to truly take command.
The fuck is he
talking about? He's talking about violence.
Is he trying to take over the MAGA movement was the question I was asking.
No, he's trying to push them to violence.
Yes. There will never be anyone in charge of the MAGA.
You mean movement. More violence than there already?
Internal violence. Now, remember, when they talk about dark MAGA, this is the element that was getting, right, that showed up as the hashtag when they were posting Terminator memes and other shit.
Yeah.
Right, they are simply talking about killing anything that disagrees with them.
Yeah.
That's going to be their litmus test for what's human.
They want to be the original Terminator that just murders people.
All the humans that don't agree.
Yeah.
No, and it does several things psychologically in terms of dehumanizing all of it. But no, and he's trying to threaten them with the same thing, right? That's where they've gotten is they amp it up, hoping that someone crazy and desperate will do something crazy.
Yeah.
And violent. So,
well, I recommend to him that he focus on the milquetoast elements of the Republican Party.
Yep.
That's what they really need to get rid of.
Yep.
So,
if you could just get yourself clean of the Wall Street money.
Right.
All right. New Texas plan for federal Hurricane Harvey aid yields same old results.
So, Congress sent Texas $4 billion in disaster preparedness money.
And they used it to bus immigrants to
Washington. The intent was to prepare the areas that had been ravaged by Katrina, right, for the next storms and so forth, rebuild their infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, Texas very carefully redistributed the money to the part of it.
Okay.
To, you know, maggot counties and so on.
Yeah.
So the standard thing.
Well, it's right. What small government gets you. It's why the people who originally coined the term and started arguing about it when it was Posse Comitatus and groups like that.
Remember, the city of Houston was hammered flat. So when they distributed $1 billion in aid last year, the city of Houston got nothing.
Oh, well.
They're super liberal in Houston, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I saw their recent voting results. It was pretty much Democrat across the board.
Man, you're going to fuck around and start getting zip codes blacklisted, guys.
That's kind of what they're already doing.
Yep.
Pumping that federal money out where their friends and neighbors are. I'm sure they get some of it back.
No, but sooner or later, right, the kids who realize we're not ever going to do anything to fix it are going to start electing kids to break shit, right? Their own, like the left's own answer to Cawthorn.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we've seen so far. Right, I've never heard anyone on the left espouse the idea that we shouldn't spend federal taxes raised in one state in another.
Yeah.
Which will end the South.
Yep.
It will collapse huge swaths of their development, of their education budgets. They'll have to raise taxes.
Yeah, well, those states have been takers way too long.
Yeah.
We should definitely shut that nonsense toilers down.
Toilers and something. I heard somebody call it, Mother Jones used to call it toilers. If you're going to be pro-worker, that's the way to frame this.
Yeah.
Bleach drinking Trump supporter launches QAnon 2.0 at California conference.
They're touring the country to hawk quack medical cures, gaudy merchandise, outlandish QAnon theories on the Reawaken America roadshow. So let's hope they go everywhere and just offend everybody. So anyway, multi-city event hosted by conspiracy theorist Clay Clark and former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, to name somebody who's clearly off his meds.
No, I just don't think there was anywhere for him.
And they sell Trump playing cards and gun-shaped purses. But the most popular booth is where you could buy the bleach, right?
Yeah, because you can't buy bleach at every
miracle mineral store. Miracle mineral solution, chlorine dioxide.
Yeah.
And then there were a whole bunch of folks who claimed they were doctors, warning their guests that COVID-19 vaccine will rewrite their DNA, render them sterile, or deliver other dire outcomes.
Yeah, the usual hoax.
And the others talking about 5G frequencies and biological warfare. So they've got, you know, it's just a huge collection of conspiracy theorists.
Complete fucking
Utards and maggots.
They just looked at the word cloud you'd get if you asked what the fuck primetime television babbles about.
Yeah.
All right, updates with Boomer Rex health threats.
All right, so we've discovered some more monkeypox. Canada's the latest country to report it. And the problem right now is that it appears to be spreading in the community, that they don't have clear links to people who've traveled to Africa, which is where you typically get monkeypox. The good news is this is the mild form of monkeypox that kills something less than 1% of its victims, as opposed to the one from the Congo, which kills 10% of its victims. So, and if you haven't seen photographs of monkeypox, you got to go Google up monkeypox.
No, you don't want that, David.
Yeah, you really don't want that. So anyway, is it a huge threat? There's no reason to think so. It's hard to spread from person to person. Typically close contact, aerosol to the extent, you know, large droplets and so forth. Leakage from the blisters and, you know, just not easy to spread at all. So, unless it's found the new way. So, we shall see.
Now, is this the type of thing that we could whip out a vaccine for pretty quick, or are they already working on one?
It's closely enough related to smallpox that I believe it's the UK is distributing smallpox vaccinations as a way of, you know, partially preventing it or slowing it down. So,
yeah, or at the very least, like giving your body a chance to fend it off before it gets too crazy. Cool, cool.
So I would guess with smallpox vaccine in hand.
Well, and most American children already have smallpox, so that might be discussion as to whether adults need boosters and such.
Yeah.
All right, cool, cool. Climate weirding, you got some new stuff going on here, huh?
Yeah, so the loop current, which is what heats the upper layer of the Gulf of Mexico, has shown up very early and very strong this year. And this is the driver for the massive storms, the ones that come into the Gulf as a 2 and hit the shore as a 5, right? And so it's very, very strong this year. It's very easy to see. And again, Hurricane Katrina crossed the loop current before it devastated New Orleans. Of the 27 named storms that year, 7 became major hurricanes because of the loop current, right? So, and this year it's very hot and very deep. And of course, it didn't help that the Gulf of Mexico started out warmer than usual because we've been storing heat in the Gulf of Mexico. Aw, shucks, we've talked about that before. Right. So, what the hey? Yeah, maybe they'll learn. This would be the perfect place to say no more federal money for...
say, stop rebuilding the same things.
Yeah.
Just rebuild it yourself.
That, or take it, right, pay everyone off, but in exchange, bam, wildlife refuge.
Fair?
Yes.
All right. So... Axel and I both decided to do some research into the replacement theory, aka the Great Replacement Theory, or the White Replacement, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I personally found an article on voanews.com, which had a lot of information.
Okay.
I read several other articles, but this was the one that I felt like had the most, the best explanation. So, it's called What is the Great Replacement Theory? And it's written by Massoud Ferrier. So, the Great Replacement Theory is, you know, here in America, it's very anti-Semitic. But it's got roots back to the 20th century French ethnic nationalism, and Renaud Camus coined the term himself in a book called The Great Replacement, published in 2011. Now this dude's French.
Okay.
And the book was never translated to English. Now, never translated to English means never officially translated to English, but I promise you, this idea has been out there and the concept has gotten around the entire world.
Yeah.
So from here, it spread like wildfire, experts say, and was pushed as fact, not theory. White people are purposefully being replaced by immigrants, migrants, Muslims, refugees, etc.
Yeah.
And that's what white replacement theory, that's the
certainly basis. That's the claim. Yeah. Yep.
It's a mad lib for xenophobic idiots.
Yeah.
White supremacists in America picked it up first. They replaced their white genocide ideas with the Great Replacement.
Well, Rhodesia didn't work out, so the white genocide thing was...
Yeah.
With the Great Replacement rhetoric, because it's easier to explain, it's easier for people to understand, and it's easier for them to accept than the concept of genocide, right? Yeah. The concept of genocide, white supremacists found, was really hard to get people to not only understand, but to be like, yeah, that's probably happening.
And then they were going to ask, you mean like the Holocaust? And then you were stuck there as a neo-Nazi having to go, well, that didn't happen. But, and yeah, no, it's just fucking hard.
And you lost a lot of people on that face right there.
Yeah.
But this was super easy to explain to people. It's this whole replacement theory. They're trying to bring in all these immigrants and migrants and refugees.
Yeah, I thought you had more dipshit fucking loose ends than the
that's
previous.
That's why white people aren't having babies. Has nothing to do with the economy. Has nothing to do with the low wages. It's all about the Jews. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. Camus himself didn't blame the Jews because Camus was against Muslims mainly. That was his main thing. But
there's a reason for that.
That was what the French were furious about.
Especially in 2011.
Yes.
Right. But American white supremacists wielded it against them, saying the rich and powerful Jews are the masterminds of the Great Replacement.
Well, it's always good to get the Jews in.
That's the last station at the end of that line.
Yeah.
Right? That the resentmentalism train, well, no, resentmentalism is inanimate objects. The resentment train ends up there.
Yeah.
Right? That your life didn't turn out the way you wanted, not due to any fault of yours, or just shit
but
happened.
Because...
And
right.
We created a system that when shit happens to your life, it shears it right the fuck in half. And you limp along all fucked up forever.
Yep.
Or now, not, but...
Now, your average American first heard these thoughts in 2017 in Charlottesville Convention of Hate, where white supremacists chanted... Jews will not replace us.
Yep.
Now, a lot of you may not have understood where this, because I remember myself personally being very, what's this whole Jews will not replace us bullshit? This is crazy.
You didn't know they were trying.
But now, this makes sense, right? The white supremacists are into this white replacement theory, yep. Okay?
And the they're Jews are causing it all.
They're pushing it as yeah. fact, not theory, and on top of it all, the Jews are the ones that are masterminding this whole plan, right? So the rich Jews are you know, helping politicians to bring in immigrants and such. It's just crazy. So these ideals, I should say, lead to violence, and the globe has seen several notable attacks against non-white folk based on these beliefs. The concept that their race is being pushed out of existence scares people into action and gives them an excuse for their homicidal ideation.
And less an excuse, except an active shove, right? Because really, if you believe fundamentally that someone is a threat to you or your family, pretty much everyone worth talking to is going to, at some level, pretty quick, get to, or you could just kill them.
Right, and if you're a white nationalist, right, so you believe...
If you're anyone with a fucked up life.
You believe in the white race. Now, these people, from your understanding, are trying to completely remove your entire sense of self and trying to get rid of your entire... what's the word I'm looking for? Society, right?
Yeah. I don't think that they have to be fully white nationalists to embrace this.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, I can see where white nationalists would much heavier...
Oh, I'm sure.
...believe into this or be sold it much easier than your average person.
All right, to use some millennial-like shorthands here. Individually, white nationalists aren't worth talking to. They're the idiots in...
Oh, for sure.
And
yeah.
Jesus, hold on. The movie where it's all an imaginary friend, Fight Club.
Ah, yes.
Right. There's only one fucking person worth talking to, right? Edward Norton's the only motherfucker there worth talking to. The rest of them are dumb as shit.
Fair.
So, that's the problem. There's not a lot of point in peering into the nonsense, short, one-way alley that is the mind of most white nationalist followers. Their leadership is quite thoughtful. They don't believe any of the garbage they spew in any deep, meaningful way. They just know it's a route to power, right? They don't care. They just want to build a machine of people who are willing to kill on command, and who you point them at's fine.
Right.
Right. Whoever you weaponized them against first is irrelevant, because I doubt that's the last time you're going to do it.
So, from the Charlottesville incident... white replacement has made its way to mainstream news. By condemning mass immigration, The notion spread from hosts like Tucker Carlson to others on Fox News, and then into the mouths of Republican politicians.
Everywhere.
Last year, Tucker said Biden's mass immigration policy is designed to change the racial mix of the country. Tell me that is not white replacement theory in its fucking best form. In political terms, this is still his quote. In political terms, this policy is called the Great Replacement. The replacement of legacy Americans with more obedient people from faraway countries, end quote. Then Monday night, after the Buffalo shooting, Tucker said the shooter was mentally ill and not politically motivated, end quote. The great replacement theory is coming from the left, end quote. Where activists and politicians push a demographic shift for political advantage.
Literally defended himself from pushing the...
Yeah.
Great replacement theory by pushing the great replacement theory.
Exactly.
And it's fine because, again, no one who watches Tucker Carlson cared. Yeah. They all know exactly it. And anytime he... That's part of the thing the left doesn't get. Because the left, it's binary. You're either with the team or against it, at least as far as the Twitterati are concerned.
Yeah.
The neo-Nazis who are into Tucker Carlson... Not everyone who watches Tucker Carlson is a neo-Nazi.
No.
Every neo-Nazi watches Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, okay.
And they understand when he has to break away from them, right, that they are a much more forgiving group ideologically, right? You don't need to remain as consistent or whatever.
Yeah. You can bounce around all over the map.
Yeah. As long as you're delivering the bodies up unto them, which is the end result of where a lot of this beginning shit will take you.
Yeah.
Because you'll go further down the internet, you'll end up at one of the AM radio people, and they're always shouting about usually some sort of elites who are taking over. That's my problem with the Great Replacement Theory, is by and large, it's covering about four things. It's a new shiny hat for the Protocols of the Elders of Zion bullshit.
Yeah.
2011, this has a lot to do with the fact that Europe has a guest worker problem, that they have a bunch of guest workers who are never going to be citizens. They haven't figured out a good way to say that out loud.
Right.
And France, especially, where France has several fucking racist-ass laws. If you're a Muslim in a union in France, you can never get seniority.
Interesting.
So literally, the only purpose for a union, and you're not welcome to it. But you're there, and you work the 40 hours or more, or whatever, and
And you pay your union dues. Yeah. That was the important part.
All right. Yeah. Very short, and then we can get into deep discussion. Other Fox hosts like Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham have claimed that Democrats are seeking to bring in immigrants to replace Americans for political gain, says Max Gertz, a senior fellow at the left-leaning Media Matters. So, definitely scary information here, and some new information that
it came from.
It's important for people to understand how this has evolved, right? Yeah. So where it started, where it began, and where it has led to now.
Yes.
And now I think it's going to be a lot easier when you're listening to some of this rhetoric to point out that's replacement theory.
Yep.
That's problematic. And just being able to recognize it now that you know its deep-seated underbelly and its undertones and what this, because Dr. Carlson is particularly good at saying things in a way that he's not quite sick. Like, he words things. So instead of talking about white replacement theory straight out, he was often talking about, you know, the excessive immigration policy. All these things are coming in. And
couched in benign
complaints, right.
Ignorance.
Yeah.
Right? That, do we need to have more immigrants?
Right.
And then he goes, right, it pretends to be asking a question when he already knows the right answer he's going to argue his way towards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rhetorically a fine trick, but a child's trick.
Right.
Yeah.
But I hope that this gives people some up armor to be able to start recognizing this when they hear it out in the world and to understand what these people really mean when they say Jews will not replace us and go out and murder a bunch of black people and specifically look at a white dude and say, no, you're cool, and then shoot the black dude next to him. Like, this whole situation is, there's a purpose and a reason behind it.
Yeah.
Now, this chemist dude claims that his book is nothing about being violent. So he is denying any
that's what his lawyer tells him to say.
Right.
To violence and you should kill
his lawyer probably threatened him with violence if he
didn't. It's standard right. It's standard yeah. white grievance politics.
No, but I felt it important to note that the original author is attempting to separate himself from the violent aspect of this because
well, don't they all? Tucker Carlson has now spent 4 days trying to separate himself from the violence.
Everyone too old enough to lead a team on the day of the violence is always trying to separate themselves from the violence.
Especially after they've been preaching for it and demanding it for years.
Oh, yeah.
So,
old men start wars, young men go off and fight. Anytime you hear a story about a global cabal doing something, but they're so unbelievably powerful, they're going to do this horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah.
But also so bad at keeping a secret
that you found
that you
out.
Heard about it.
Yeah.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Do any of you know what the Cerberus Coup is? No, there's a lot of things you could really build some interesting fucking conspiracy theories about.
Well, the whole concept of being so dumb as to be caught, but yet so smart as to do the thing.
Unstoppably doing it. Alex Jones covers this by claiming that they have to tell you what they're going to do. That's a big component of what the elites get off on. No, but each one has to address this in a different way. So I find it at least vaguely interesting as a study of rhetoric that way. Because it's all a hill they have to jump.
Yep.
Right, it's as close as I've understood to watching when like judges are doing horse stuff and going, I have no idea what the hell they're looking for. As opposed to this, where like, how's he going to make the jump of this sounds a lot like the Elder Protocols of Zion.
Yep.
Right. So, just tragic that this is what's winning.
Yes. So. Mindless noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when there's no signal,
yeah.
they will follow the star into the desert.
Democrats, you might want to go try to generate a signal. And that would be the $24 an hour minimum wage. It would be good health care. It would be affordable housing. It would, God.
Start with the minimum wage.
Yep.
No, I agree. I think that Democrats are trying to focus on fighting the rhetoric rather than doing the things that will stop people from
falling for the rhetoric,
believing the rhetoric, or will at least stop people from from feeling so desperate, right? Because the reason why a lot of people believe this rhetoric is they are fucking desperate.
Yes, this is standard white grievance politics. That's what it
is.
Yes. My life sucks and somebody's responsible for it.
Somebody's going to pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem is you've driven them to a point where they feel they don't have anything to lose. And that's where you get these little orgies of violence.
Yeah.
Right. That they're going to be important to somebody for 1 minute and 1 day because it's going to be that person's last.
Yeah.
So what were you asking?
What would you do with $46,000 a year?
Oh my God, I would live the best life ever.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous how little the millennials.
Yeah.
$46,000 a year, I would get a little house somewhere, or maybe a little double wide or something. Out in the middle of nowhere, no neighbors. That's my thing. I don't want neighbors. Fuck neighbors.
Yeah, no, you could finally start living that bullshit model everyone has held up to. Don't spend more than a third of your income on housing. And save X percent. You should have 6 months of money saved up. Jesus, fuck, man. Most of us just happy we didn't have to go to a payday loan place.
Get another dog.
So.
That's what I would do with $46,000 a year. I'd get one more dog.
You're making this old boomer sad.
No,
why?
Because it shouldn't be like that.
It is like that. Welcome to my life.
But
I was making 30 with the child support. I think I was bringing in 36,000, and I could not afford to live. If my parents had not given me money, I would have been on the street making $36,000 a year.
They also wanted you in a safer apartment complex than the one you liked.
So. Except the one they moved me into had a drug dealer and
two drug dealers
and an enforcer.
Yeah.
A dude that had really expensive guns.
It was $1,000 gun case.
Just the case.
So I wasn't going to ask him what the fuck's in there. I think that's the last thing that happens to a lot of people. They go, what the fuck is that glinting? But no, I fuck.
But that was the expensive apartment.
Yeah.
But again, even if I had moved into a cheaper apartment, I still would not have been able to afford to feed my son. We would have had a roof over our heads, but we would have been hopefully being able to afford ramen noodles, maybe.
Yeah, not good.
But
we've lost 100,000 low rent units in New York City. More and more, it's going to come apart, and the way that's going to represent itself is the intersection. Because the problem is, this isn't going to bother the Bezoses or that crowd, right? They don't go to those parties. You can't get near them. This is going to be bad at the intersection of the yuppies and everyone else.
Well, because
those are the kids who walk around like they have a future.
The other problem is, even if I wanted to get into one of those like cheap apartments, you know what I mean? That they, you know, the waiting list at that time was, I think, 3 years. And I think I made too much money to be able to get into one of those places. So I was just above.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even get assistance from the state because I tried to sign up for food stamps. And they're like, no, you make too much money.
Hey, that was the reason why the military got all those pay increases under Bush. So
I was in that sweet spot where you're fucked 3 times over.
Yeah, no, working poor is worse.
I did better when I was making less money living with my parents. I had plenty of money when I was living with my parents and making less money.
Yeah, that's why millennials are more and more doing that. That and the fact that boomers didn't put it into any account into their retirement finances for medical.
Well, but my parents were also paying for my food and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I was able to put some money on, you know, pay down a lot of my credit card, which then got fucked over when I broke my foot. But the point is that, you know, there was a lot going on and nobody would help.
Yeah.
And when my ex-husband stopped paying child support,
then it got really hard.
That was over $2,000. That was $2,600 a month gone.
Wow.
That's how much money that fucking asshole used to make. I don't even want to get into it. But anyway, the point is that it's not... The problems with this country is not what people are shouting about, right? That's not the problem. Jews aren't the problem. Blacks aren't the problem. White replacement isn't the problem.
No, okay? It's what they need to feed
into. No, the system is the fucking problem.
It's what they feed into the male component of where Risen had been, right? It's the problem of American society, having always held up the idea that, well, we would just fight to make things right. It turns out Americans don't. Mm-hmm. As long as they can be shown a shiny bauble elsewhere. Shit, I remember watching the rich cats try and argue, oh, no, everything's fine because we have equality of consumer or consumption. That even poor people can afford big TVs. And no, they've stopped putting aside anything for retirement, and that means you have a major problem coming down the thing. Because when they get sick, real sick, the kind of sick you can't fix, that's when you could see some exciting lashing out.
Yeah.
And that's not good. Do not lash out the internet. I hurt people, but...
Yeah.
So, that's our lovely story. So maybe you guys can you know, kind of protect yourselves a little bit against some of this more deep, dark, I will say, rhetoric. Some of this more nefarious rhetoric that's going around. So hope that helps you all out. Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, heart, follow, review. If you have an idea for a deep dive, if there's something that you're like, hey, Risen, I would love to know more about blah, blah, blah. Can you do some research for me? I will fucking do that. So please send us a message.
And she's good at it.
Go to Boomer Rex Tonight, No Spaces on Facebook for fun memes and a link to our Patreon. Give us a dollar. Also, that's where you will send your, you know, requests. You can find us on YouTube as Boomer Rex, or check your favorite podcasting service for Boomer Rex Tonight. We can be found on over a dozen different platforms, including Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Samsung Podcasts. Hit us up on Twitter at BRexTonight and Google Boomer Rex Tonight, No Spaces. All links will lead you to us.
Yep. So, yeehaw.
Bye, Internet.
We are also now on Podchaser, so you can also listen to us there. All right. We love you all.
Excellent.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow night on
Indeed.
Boomer Rex Tonight.
Maybe something cool will happen.
Yep. Good night.